Wake up, Blue Jay Nation. Welcome to Season 19, Episode 3 of Pierce High News from Pierce, Nebraska. This is Gina Rogge and my co-host,
Faith Lubisher.
This week's news topics are highlighting the guidance counselors, athletes, and the band's work for the week.
Yesterday, all of the juniors made their way to Northeast College in Norfolk for the EPP College Planning Day.
Not only were the students busy this week, all parents and guardians of any junior or senior students are invited to a financial aid night yesterday at 6 p.m. in the PHS band room.
Let's talk to our guidance counselor, Mrs. Lambrick, about their busy week as they are in charge of both of these events.
Hey, Mrs. Lambrick, how do you feel about the juniors benefiting from their visit to Northeast?
I think the event was very successful. The event allows students to visit with the representatives from colleges all over the state and surrounding states to see if they offer programs that will suit the students' academic needs. Sometimes, a student may be surprised to hear what the representatives have to say about the college they represent.
Thanks, Mrs. Lambrick. Later that evening, juniors, seniors, and their parents participated in a financial aid night where they heard from an Education Quest representative who explained different types of financial aid and how they could sign up for that.
Our athletes are also very busy this week, so let's listen to a quick rundown of the sports going on this week.
Cross country will take in 2 meets, softball has a triangular and 1 other game, the volleyball team will take on Battle Creek and Crofton, the golf girls will travel to Wayne and Boone Central, and finally the football boys will battle SCOTUS to end the week on Friday.
After Friday Night Lights, the junior high marching band will be up bright and early to compete for the championship title that they have won for a number of years at the Lions Club Parade in Norfolk.
Thanks for tuning in. For more information, check us out on social media or at piercepublic.org.